Okay, Rav Osai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Hey. We are holding on the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Ein Madlikin Meshemen Sreifa Beyantif. We said we do not light Shemen Sreifa. We said that is Truma that has become Tame. It's Shemen. You have to burn it, but you're not allowed to burn it on Yomtif and use it on Yomtif. We'll see the Gemara will discuss. You're allowed to use it for your own benefit, but you can't use it on Yomtif. Oi. Sorry about that. Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, "Ein malikin beitron, mipnei kavod Shabbos." You're not allowed to light with itron, something that smelled really bad. V'chachamim matirin, b'chol hashmonim, and the chachamim are matir all oils: v'shemen shumshumin, sesame oil, v'shemen agozim, nut oil, v'shemen tznonos, radish oil, v'shemen dagim, fish oil, v'shemen pakuos. Bakuos are like gourds, like, I don't know how you would make oil out of that, but okay. Beitron uvenaft, and even with itron and naft, which are, Rashi says, some bad smelling stuff. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, Rabbi Tarfon says, in madlikin el b'shem ezayin spilvad, you should only light with olive oil, and many do have that minhag. Okay, says Vayter in the Gemara, my time, what is the reason? Why can't you light with shemen sreif on yantif? So the Gemara says, l'fisha ein srofin kodshim b'yantif, because you can't burn kodshim on Yontif. Kodshim, again, is korbanos, or any offerings that had become tame. We have been talking about truma that had become tame, but the Gemara here jumps to kodshim, and this is a discussion in the Rishonim, between Tosos, and Tosos is a long thing over here, that perhaps it's truma is derabanan. But anyway, the Gemara is going to ask for the source for the iser of burning kodshim on Yontif. It's going to go through all these psukim and whatever, but we assume that either truma is an offshoot to Rabbanan of that halacha, or Rashi seems to imply maybe, perhaps, sort of, kind of, that truma is included in kodshim. But either way, because we know that kodshim are not burned on yontif, therefore you can't use shemen sreifa to light candles or anything to light a fire, etc. on yontif. So the Gemara says, "Minani mili." How do you know that you can't burn kodshim on Yontif? So Amar Chizkiya says, V'chein Tana de Bechizkiya, we also learned in the base manager of Chizkiya, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, V'lo sosir menu ad boker, V'adno sami menu ad boker, V'ish tisrofu, talking about the Korban Pesach. You can't leave it over until morning, and if you leave it over until morning, then you have to burn it. The Gemara says, you don't need to tell me morning twice, right? It should have just said, you can't leave it over until morning, and if you do, you have to burn it. What do you mean you can't leave it over until morning, and then if you leave it over until morning, you have to burn it? Obviously, we get the point. Shein tamalomer ad boker. You didn't need to tell me that second ad boker. Ma tamalomer ad boker. So what is the pasuk teaching me when it says morning the second time? But akosu v'litin lo boker sheni l'srifaso. The pasuk is saying, no, the time when you burn it is the second morning. Meaning, Erev Pesach, in Yonah Deoma, Erev Pesach, Mitzvah Shami, Meher Yabana Beis HaMikdash, we'll all bring the carbon Pesach. You're not allowed to leave it over. That's the night of Yontif, right? One day Yontif. That's the night of Yontif. So the next morning, you might have thought that you have to burn it on Yontif. So the Pasuk says, Ad Boker, again, to imply that, no, burn it on the second morning, i.e. the first day of Chol HaMoed. And that's how you know that you can't burn Kodshim on Yontif proper. Amar Abayi says a different source. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Olas Shabbos v'Shabbato, Olas HaTabid v'Nizka, right, that's talking about the Korban, right, it's in the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, but it's talking about you bring the Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos, right? Shabbos and certain Korbanos. So, V'lo Ola's Chol b'Shabbos, V'lo Ola's Chol b'Yontif. You're not allowed to bring a regular, normal Korban Ola on Shabbos or on Yontif. So you see that you can't burn any Korban that's not Shaykh to the day on the Yontif. Rava, Amar Rava says, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Hu levado ye'aser lachem. That Pasuk is talking about a Chol Nefesh. That we know that we're allowed to do certain malachos on Yontif that are shayach to cooking, they're shayach to making food, making sure that we have food. So the pasuk says, "Hu levado ye'aser lachem." That specifically, ochal nefesh, is what you're allowed to do on Yontif and nothing else. That's what the Gemara learns. Hu v'lo machshirin. You can do malachos ochal nefesh, something that allows you to eat, but not something that prepares for you to allow to eat, like creating a knife or something like that. Levado, and you can only do that v'lo mila shelo bezmana, and you're not allowed to do Mila Shalom Bezmana. If for whatever reason a baby is not able to have a meal on the eighth day, the Mila is pushed off. So whatever day that he's able to have a Mila, that's when you have to do it. But if it's Shabbos or Yontif, and it's the 9th, 10th, 12th, whatever day it is, so then you have to wait until after Shabbos or after Yontif. Because the Gemara has a Kal V'Chomer later in the Masechta Basically, the Kal V'chomer, just quickly, is like this. I mean, and what the Gemara says, you might have thought from a Kal V'chomer that you should do the Mila, Shalom Bizmana, on Yom Tov Shabbos. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk teaches me that if the Mila is pushed off by a day or two, or however many days, if the Mila is not on the eighth day, it does not override Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just to clarify what the Kal V'chomer is in the Gemara over there. So, yeah, Rashi quotes, you know, a whole long thing over here. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis in Mila de Rabbi Eliezer. That you might have thought that since, in a scenario where, in the unlikely scenario where the baby has tzaras on its foreskin, right, so there's an Isra, you're not allowed to cut off tzaras, but there's a mitzvah that you have to cut off the foreskin. Obviously, there's mitzvah of Mila. So, since tzaras is docha, since Mila is docha tzaras, right, the mitzvah of Mila overrides the Isser of cutting off tzaras, but tzaras overrides avoda. If a Kohen has tzaras, he's not allowed to cut away the tzaras. If a Kohen has tzaras, he's not allowed to do the avoda. He's also not allowed to cut away the tzaras so that he can do the avoda. So we see that Mila allows us to cut away tzaras, but the avoda in Beis HaMikdash, right, to make a coin fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, does not allow us to cut away tzaras. So you might have thought that Mila overrides avoda. And certainly then, therefore, you should do Mila on Yontif, because avoda overrides Yontif, right? We have certain avodas that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. So if Mila is stronger than avoda, and avoda certainly overrides Shabbos and Yontif, you would have thought for sure Mila overrides Shabbos and Yontif. But Kamash Malan, the pasuk teaches me that if the Mila is Shalom Bizmana, so then it does not. Okay. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, Shabbason, Shabbas Shabbason, that pasuk is, this is another source where you learn that you can't burn kudshim on Shabbos Yontif. Shabbason, Shabbas Shabbason, that's the source, turn the Omud, Chofem and Aleph, Ase, is a mitzvah's Ase. We know that Shabbos is not only about the Los Ases, although all the Los Ases got a lot of the press, but there's also a mitzvah of Shabbason, that's an Ase. Meaning there's a mitzvah to rest and chill and, you know, on Shabbos. V'havale Yontif, Ase v'Los Ase. Yontif, and therefore, is an ase and a los ase, meaning you have a mitzvah to rest and a los ase not to work. And therefore, ein ase docha los, es a los ase v'ase. We know that when you're faced with two options, like the case of tzaras and mila that we just mentioned, if let's say cutting off the tzaras and doing the mila on the baby. So on the one hand, there's a los ase of cutting off tzaras, but there's an ase to do the mila. So the ase, the mitzvah ase, the mila is going to win. But if you have an ase versus a los ase and an ase, meaning the ase to burn the kudshim, on the other hand, you have the ase and the los ase of not doing malacha on Yom Tov and Shabbos, so then the ase and the los ase is going to win out. Okay? Those are a bunch of options. So the Gemara now says, B'yom Tov hu de'asur, so it's clear from the Mishnah that it's asur to burn kudshim on Yom Tov, but b'chol shabar dami, implying that on the weekday, you are allowed to burn it, and obviously you have a mitzvah to burn it, and the point here, Rashi points out, that you're allowed to benefit from that burning. You don't have to, you know, throw it away, you can even benefit from the burning of this truma, this shemen sreifa, this burning tamei truma. So Gemara says, my taima, why is that? Why are you allowed to benefit from it? So Rav says, k'shem shemitzvah lisrof, akadshem shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisrof, es a truma shenitmes. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn kudshim that became tame, so too there's a mitzvah to burn truma that was tame. V'amra Torah b'shas biura tehani mimena, and the Torah says when you burn it, you can have benefit from it. Okay, pretty straightforward, except for one problem: hechan amra Torah. Where does the Torah say that? There's no pasuk that says it straight up. So we're gonna have a couple options. The first is the easier one. Midr Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Kra." The pasuk says, "V'ani hinei nesati l'chas mismerish trumosai." I have given you the obligation to watch, to take care of my truma. Trumosai is plural, so the Gemara says, "B'shtei trumos akasav medaver, achas truma tahor, achas truma tamea." And one is when truma is tahor. One is when truma is tamei. V'amar Rachmana l'cha. Right? Ani hinei nesati l'cha. I gave to you. So that implies shalchatehe. It should be for you. It should be yours. La'asika tachas tavshilecha. You can burn it underneath your tavshil, underneath your cooking, underneath your dish. So, okay. So you're allowed to use the truma tamea and burn it, let's say, as fuel for whatever. V'boisema, another answer, another possibility, midrabi avo. Rabbi Avo said, "Dam Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan, lo biarti mimenu bitame." Pasuk says, "Well, before we get to that, there is a 6-year cycle. Well, really, 2-3-year cycles. Yeah, let's say that there are 2-3-year cycles in terms of maestros and trumos. We know that when a farmer has produce, so he has to give a bunch of gifts to the kohen and the levi, etc. Truma meiser, trumas meiser, and during the Shemitah cycle, he has alternating options in terms of the another gift. There's, for 2 years, the first 2 years of the cycle, he gives Maaser Sheni. And again, we've mentioned that before. That's where he takes the fruit and eats in Yerushalayim, or he can transfer the Kedusha onto a coin if it's too far for him to travel. And then he takes the coin to Yerushalayim and buys food there, and he eats the food there. So that's Maaser Sheni. And the third year, he gives Maaser Ani, that 10% he gives instead to the poor. And after those are done, after that 3-year cycle, so on the 4th year, at the end of Pesach, he'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he does something called Vidui Meiser, which basically says, I fulfilled all of my obligations for the Truma of Meiser 3-year cycle. So the Pasuk says, one of the things that he says is this Pasuk, V'lo bi'arti mimenu bitameh. I talked about Meiser Sheni, I did not benefit from it, lo bi'arti mimenu, I did not benefit from it, bitameh, when I was tameh, or when it was tameh. So the Gemara implies, mimenu, from it, meaning from Meiser Sheni you're not allowed to use when it's Tamei, but mimenu iatamavir, you're not allowed to benefit from it, from Meiser Sheni, you're not allowed to benefit, avalatamavir, shemen shel truma shenitmeis, but you are allowed to benefit from truma oil that became Tamei. So the Gemara says, well, where did you jump from Meiser Sheni to Tamei truma? Ve'ema mimenu yatamavir aval atamavir shemen shel kodesh shenitme. Maybe you should darshan out that what's mutter from this pasuk? You're allowed to benefit from shemen of kodeshin that was tameh. Now we know that they used oil in certain korbanos or korban mincha. So maybe some shemen of a korban mincha or whatever of kodeshin that became tameh, not shemen of truma. Where'd you get truma from? So Gemara says lav kal v'chomer hu. It's much more logical. It's much more logical to say which way. One second. Yeah, meaning it's much more logical to take truma instead of kachin. Why? Because my meiser akal, just like meiser sheni, which is much more kal, light, not as chomor, right? Kachin, as we're going to see, carries all these extra halachos. Meiser sheni is pretty, comparatively, not as serious. So if the pasuk tells me, if the halacha is by meiser, which is kal, which is light, amra Torah lo biarti mimenu b'tamei, and you're not allowed to benefit from it when it's tamei, so kodesh chomer lo kol shekein, certainly kodshim if it's tamei, you're also not allowed to benefit. So the Gemara says, ihachi, well, if that's the logic, truma nami. The same logic should apply by truma, le mekavu chomeru. Should, obviously, truma is much more serious than meiser sheni, so that logic should apply just like to truma also. So Gemara says, no, but haksiv mimenu, but you see that the pasuk specifies that only Meiser Sheni that's Tamei is also to be benefited from. Yeah. Apparently, you see, you can benefit from Truma that's Tamei. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Umara Isa, but what did you see to include Truma as opposed to Kutchim? Meaning, okay, fine, I get it. The pasuk says that only Meiser Sheni that's Tamei is allowed to be benefited from, so there must be something else that you are allowed to benefit from when it's tummy. Well, why do you assume that it's talking about truma as opposed to kachin? Skumar says, Mistavra, it makes sense that kodesh lo mimatina. It makes sense that kachin is not what it excludes from this iser, meaning that kachin is not allowed to be used when it's tummy. Shekein siman panak achas, because these six things, or they have abbreviation of panak achas, these six things are more stringent by kachim than they are by truma. Because kachim have a din of pigle, that the kohen can passel it if he thinks that he's going to eat it when he's shechting or doing any of the avoda. If the kohen thinks he's going to eat it after the appropriated zman, so then the korban is no good, and that's called pigle. Nosar, if you leave it over after the prescribed zman, so then it's you have to burn it. Korban, right? It's brought on the Mizbeach. It's makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. Me'ila, if someone uses it, someone benefits from kachim, so they have to, they violate the Isser of Me'ila. The kares, it's also if you eat kachim when you are tamei, you get kares, obviously terrible, and asr la'onin, it's asr and kachim, even if it's tahor, if a kohen rachman l'tzlan loses a relative, so before the burial, that person has the status of an onin, and he's not allowed to eat kachim. So you have these six extra halachas that applies by kachim. Then truma, so it must be that kachim is also not allowed to be eaten when it's tamei. The Gemara says, Adarabba, truma lo mematino. No, one second. Truma also has extra halachos that make it more kadosh or special than kachim. It makes more sense to not to exclude truma from that halacha, from the halacha of not being allowed to benefit when it's tamei. Shekein, machpaz siman. You have these four things that are machpaz. Simut misa, if you eat azar, a non-kohen that eats truma, is misa bidei shamayim. Chomesh, anybody who benefits from truma has to pay back to the kohen the value of the truma plus one-fifth, which is actually one-fourth. Vein la pidyon, you can't redeem truma. You can't make truma not truma, but kachim, if anything was designated as a korban, then it got a mum, so you can kind of go through this redeeming process. You can be poda it, so that it goes back to being non-holy. Vasura lazarim, right? But truma doesn't have that option. Vasura lazarim, and truma is always also to a non-kohen. Kachim, there are some korbanos that, you know, the guy who brings the korban gets to eat some, you know, shlomim, toda, etc., etc. So why did you choose kachim over truma? So the Gemara says, Hanach Nafishan. Well, we have more, we win. Right? Kachim has more stringencies, so therefore it makes sense that it's not excluded from this whole halakha situation. V'boy Seima, or another answer, Kodesh Chomer Shekin Onish Kares. No, kachim is much more serious than truma because you're dealing with kares. Rashi points out, the kares has two effects of it, two terrible effects that a person passes away young. Rachman al-Tzlan doesn't have any kids. Or his kids, God forbid, Blian Haratatav Pel Sultan Dayang. So Karis is a bad situation, therefore Kachim is much more Chamor, and therefore the Pasuk excludes Truma Tamea from this concept of not benefiting from it. And therefore you are allowed to benefit from burning Truma Tamea. Okay. But Nachum Bar Yitzchak says another source, and this is the last option, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Titein Lo. That you have to give, to the Kohen. I mean, you have to give Truma to the Kohen. Lo velola oro. And you give him food. Again, the Pasuk talking about Truma. You need to give him the first of your, the beginning of your grain, of any produce that you have in the field. So you have to give to him, lo velola oro, not to his fire. Meaning you have to give him food that he can eat, food that's edible. Not like just things that he can burn. Implying, Meklal debas oro. What's the implication from the Pasuk? That if you, what's something that's unable to be burned, unable to be eaten, but able to be burned, so that's Truma Tzemeya. But apparently you see that you have to give him Tor Truma, and not Tomei Truma. Well, if the drasha is, you have to give him something he's able to eat and not to burn, apparently you see that he's able to burn Truma Tzemeya. Right? If the Pasuk is teaching you, give him Tor Truma, not Tomei Truma. So apparently, because you need to give him something that he can eat, not something that he can burn, so apparently you see that he can burn Tamei Truma. Okay. Vayder, Rabbi Shmuel had said that you cannot use Itron to light Shabbos candles. The Gemara says, my time out, we told her, we said already, I'm a Rava, we spoiled it, I apologize. Mitoch Sherecho Rav. It's a bad smell, who cares? So, Xeri Shami, and you have a Yetze. Because maybe you'll just leave the room. The smell will be so bad, you may leave the room. So Amalei Abaye said, so Vietze, so let him leave. There's no Isser to leave one room on Yontif or Shabbos, right? We talk about Otsa, we talk about Mavid Aladamas, but you can leave. What's the problem? So Amalei, so Rav said back to him, Shani Omer, Adlakas Neres B'Shabbos Chova. No, there's a chiyuv to have candles on Shabbos. Rashi writes, Kovod Shabbos, it's an Indian of Kovod Shabbos. She'ein suda chashuva el b'makom or. That a suda is only chashuv if there's a lot of light. So part of the chiyuv suda on Shabbos is to have a lot of candles, is to have light. So if you're going to leave the room and presumably eat in the dark, right, back in the day, you know, we have electricity, so that's not a big deal if you move from your dining room to your living room. But, back in the day, they only presumably lit candles for a meal in one room, or maybe in the kitchen, maybe. But, if you lit the candles with Itron and you wanted to leave because it smelled so bad, so that would be a big problem. That's a problem in the Suda itself. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Zavda, Amar Yilei, Rav Nachman Barav, Amar Rav, Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova, you have to light candles on Shabbos, Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Chamin Arvis Rishus. And the minug to, they used to have a minug back in the day to wash their hands and feet in warm water on Erev Shabbos when they came home from shul. So that is an option. Vani over Omer Mitzvah. And I say, Rava is talking, I say that it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah. What is this mitzvah? Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ka Chaya Minhago Shal Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. This was his minhag. Erev Shabbos Mevin Lo Areva Malea Chamin. Erev Shabbos, they would bring him a jug or a pot or some sort of utensil container with warm water. Varuche Etz Panav Yada V'Raglav. Then he would wash his hands. Misatef, and he would wrap himself in his talis. V'Yoshev B'Sedinin HaMetzuyotzen. And he would sit with Sedin is linen. Mitzuyotin with tzitzis. So don't mele malach Hashem tzvakos, and he would be similar to a malach. Okay, beautiful. We're not quoting a mitzvah here, obviously. Just to point out, we said what is the mitzvah. So lechora, the mitzvah here is minag avosechem v'yadechem, to kind of take the positive traits of our rabbanim and emulate them. That's the purpose, again, quoting a story. Right? Usually when we say my mitzvah, the Gemara will usually follow up with a halacha or a source from the Torah or some sort of Rabbanan decree. But here we have like a story of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, but apparently that's what it's referring to, is simply the mitzvah of taking this good minhag, or this, emulating our Rabbanan. Anyway, so he used to sit and wrap himself, the Gemara now picks up, and with linen that had tzitzis attached. We know that linen and wool, tzitzis is usually wool, tchelos, tzitzis is usually wool, so that's shatnez. But we know the Pasuk says, it's a drasha specifically, because the Pasuk says, lo silbash shatnez, gedilim taselach, right, don't wear shatnez, make yourself tzitzis. So Chazal learned from there, Gemara Menachos, that tzitzis is exempt from shatnez, meaning yes, in general, there's nisr shatnez, linen and wool, but for tzitzis, that is an exception. And the Gemara says, "Vayu talmidav mechabim mimenu." His talmidim used to be, sitting around him. Sorry, mechabim means to hide. Mechabim mimenu kanfik susam. They used to hide from him the corners of their begadim, because lemaisa they did not have tzitzis. They also in the stomach were wearing linen, Rashi says, and they did not have tzitzis. But he picked up on it. He was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi was a smart guy. Amar Lahan, he said, Banai, my children, lo kach shaniti lechem. Didn't I teach you sodin batzitzis? If you have linen, what is the halacha with tzitzis? To beishami potrin, beishel mechayven. Beishami says your potter, beishel says your chayv. Valacha kideri beishel. And halacha is like beishel, that we're chayv in tzitzis, or linen begged. V'inhu, and the Talmidim, what was the savri? Svara? Gzera mishum ksus laila. They were concerned that you may come to, therefore, attach tzitzis to a nighttime beged. Now, what does that mean? Well, the Pasuk says, urisem oso by tzitzis. You need to see them. And Chazal learned that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only during the day. It's machlokas, I think, between the Rashba and the Rosh. I forget already. In terms of if you're doing anything positive by wearing tzitzis at night, meaning tefillin, for sure you don't have to wear at night. That's lav zman tefillin. But the question is, if you do wear tzitzis at night, so is it positive or is it nothing? But for sure, there's no chiv to wear tzitzis at night, and therefore, if you have a beged that's a night beged, but it's linen, so the overriding of shatnez wouldn't apply. So they were concerned that maybe if you wear tzitzis on linen begadim, so you would then put tzitzis on a linen beged that was used only at night as like a nightgown or pajamas or whatever, and that would be a problem because you wouldn't have the heter to violate shatnez for that pair of tzitzis. Okay, a little bit further. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi nasiti tova, the pasuk in Eicha. Nafshi, my soul, vatiznach mishalom, I kind of thought I would never have peace. And nasiti tova, I think it means I forgot. Tova, I forgot good, or goodness, whatever. The Gemara says, "My vatiznach shalom, mishalom nafshi." My soul thought it would never have peace. Amar Rabbi Avo, Zu Hadlakas Neir B'Shavas. That apparently Yirmiyo wrote Eicha, right? Yeah, Yirmiyo was saying that he didn't even have the candles to light Shabbos candles. That's how bad the situation was, and he was upset about this, and that's what he was saying, that he couldn't didn't even imagine that he would have peace. I guess that would be Shalom on Shabbos, because he couldn't have candles. Nashiti Tova, what is that referring to? Amar Yirmi Azub Beis Americhatz. There were no bathhouses. He wasn't able to clean himself, go to the bathroom properly, and take care of his those type of needs. Rabbi Yochanan says, Zu Rechitas Yadayim V'Raglayim V'Chamin. No, he's referring to what we mentioned before, that washing your hands and face in warm water, right? That was the good that he had forgotten, because in his stomach he was not able to do that anymore. He was not able to avail himself of such pleasures, I guess. No, he's just referring to, he didn't have a nice bed and nice either clothing. Kalim can be clothing, sometimes even like house utensils. Mustama means clothing. There you go. It's talking about bed sheets. Right? It's talking about the nice linens, the nice clothing, quote unquote, that you put on a bed. Right? Having a nice bed, a nice bed sheet, comfortable linens, wasn't obviously you didn't have that. Rabbi Abba says no. Mita mutzas, a made bed, a visha mekushetes, and a woman, a wife with jewelry, made up, all pretty. The talmid chachamim for a talmid chacham. We know that isha na dira na kelim naim. That puts a person's mind at ease. So he wasn't able to. His mind was agitated after the churban. Wasn't able to have a comfortable bed. A wife to adorn himself, to adorn herself. I don't know if he was married. I'm woefully uneducated in terms of the Navi. I don't think he was married. But, okay. Fine, Beseder Gomer. All right, Mr. Shem, we'll stop here because then we're going to launch into a bunch of kind of sayings from Chazal in terms of Izu Asher. Pretty well-known sayings, but Mr. Shem, we'll go tomorrow and go weiter in that. Okay, Rabosei, have a great, great night.